The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay, a review of what happened at Rogers Place in Edmonton on this Tuesday, March the 17th, 2026. Final score, the Edmonton Oilers 5, the San Jose Sharks 3. Big win for the Oilers and a tough loss for the Sharks to take with no points to go home with at the end of their road trip. It didn't start out that way, though. It started out pretty well, actually, for the San Jose Sharks as they would take a 1-0 lead at the 7:24 mark of the first period. It's a good block by Sherwood. Knocked the puck away. Down the right comes Wennberg moving in. He's got Orlov. Score! Dmitry Orlov jumping up into the play. Gets a perfect pass and tips one in for his second goal of the year. Sharks 1, Oilers nothing. Now, that was just a fabulous finish by Dmitry Orlov and a really smart play by Alex Wennberg to put the puck right on the tape. Orlov only getting his second goal in a Sharks uniform, his first one since December 11th, 33 games ago, when he scored his first Sharks goal on the road in Toronto. So he's a road warrior when it comes to scoring goals. Nice tip on the play. Orlov second from Alex Wennberg and Kiefer Sherwood. Wennberg getting his 300th assist in his return to the lineup, and Sherwood started what I thought was a really strong day for him.
Yeah, Sherwood played great. I think he had some fire in him. He was a little bit minusy in the last couple of games. He hadn't scored, hadn't got any assists, and he still works hard every game. So I'm glad to see him get back up in there. He had that nice goal before, and then just getting that apple on this one just started it off.
And so the Sharks have the 1-0 lead, but that unfortunately would be as good as it would get for the visiting team from San Jose. What started things going the other way was what happens so often in this building. The Oilers jumped on the power play. Vinny Desharnais took a tripping call at 9 minutes and 10 seconds of the first period, and Edmonton had a 5-on-4 advantage. Now, no Leon Draisaitl on the ice because he's done for the rest of the regular season with a lower body injury. But the Oilers have plenty of firepower, as they would show at the 10-minute mark when Connor McDavid got the puck across the ice to Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. In this PK. Held in, McDavid has it. Right wing board, stick handles away from Goodrow, who lost his stick on the play. Here's McDavid across the ice, the shot scored! Ryan Nugent-Hopkins just standing there watching all of the McDavid magic, and Connor McDavid stick handling across the ice, fired it back across the seam, and one-timer there for Nugent-Hopkins ties the game 1-1. That was a pretty sweet play, and you heard on the call that Barkley Goodrow lost his stick. He had to make a decision, James Shepard, whether he wanted to pick it up or play the man. He made the decision to pick it up, and it was probably the right decision for every player except Connor McDavid. And the moment he looked up and he realized who had the puck, he got a look of disappointment on his face.
Well, I know he's kind of screwed either way. You take your stick and you're a step behind, you take the man, and it's Connor McDavid who's going to blow past you anyways. So it's unfortunate stuff like that happens, but McDavid's basically playing 5-on-5 with four guys on the Sharks. So he takes the puck, goes all the way around to the other side, and then kind of hits Nugent-Hopkins where he was in the start anyways.
Very interesting goal by Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, his 18th. That's a power play goal, the only one the Oilers would have in their four attempts on the man advantage. Connor McDavid and Evan Bouchard assisted on the play. So Ryan Nugent-Hopkins now has 799 career points because of that goal. And Connor McDavid with the assist, that was the only point he got his 799th career assist on the play. That's where we were. It was 1-1, but Edmonton would go off and score a couple of quick ones. Connor Murphy snuck one through traffic at 11:15 for his fifth of the year, assisted by Jason Dickinson and Jack Roslovic. That line came through when it had to, and it put the Oilers in front 2-1. And then at 14:18 of the first period, Vasily Podkolzin in a play that maybe Nedeljkovic would have liked to have had back, got his 16th of the season, although to his defense, the Oilers never should have gotten the puck. Adam Henrique won a 50-50 battle play and got it over to the left circle, and Podkolzin with that great shot put Edmonton in front by the score of 3-1. So that's where we were at the end of the first period. But the Sharks, undaunted, would come back in the second, and they would find a way to tie the score. The first one was Mario Ferraro, red hot with goals in consecutive games, was really close to scoring a goal here, but as it turned out, the stick of Pavel Regenda deflected it home. Frederick and Jones forechecking. Sharks steal it. Good to see Sherwood right back at it. He carries up to the blue line, dumps in. Gaudette takes a look, feeds it back. Here's Ferraro's shot. Score! Mario Ferraro! I'm not sure if that was tipped or not. I don't think it was. Ferraro now has a three-game goal-scoring streak, and the San Jose Sharks are back in this game. It's Edmonton 3 and the Sharks 2. Regenda was in front of the net. We'll see who they credit it, but if it's Ferraro's goal, and it should be, it'll be a three-game goal-scoring streak for number 38. Well, play-by-play announcer had to guess on that one, but Regenda did get a piece of it with his stick on the way in, so my first thought was the right one. As it turned out, Regenda getting his ninth goal from Ferraro and Gaudette at 8:17, but Mario now has a three-game point-scoring streak. That made the score 3-2 in favor of Edmonton, but then at the 14:36-second mark of the second period, it would be Kiefer Sherwood jumping up into the play as the Oilers had a problem with a lost stick there. Cleared back out. That was one of the Oilers who did it. Getting around the players. Here's a breakaway coming in for Sherwood. He shoots. He scores! Kiefer Sherwood just tied the game 3-3 with 5:24 to go in the third. The play looked harmless enough inside the zone. One of the Oilers, Hyman, lost his stick. He went back to get one. That created some room, and Sherwood pounced on the play as it was cleared out, and Kiefer Sherwood scores a gigantic goal for San Jose. For Sherwood, that is goal number 21 on the season, and it ties the game up 3-3. The Sharks had fought back with 5:24 to go in the second period. Sherwood's 21st, an assist awarded to Orloff. And again, like the Barkley-Goodrow lost stick before that, in this particular case, the Oilers dropped the stick. They went back to the bench. Maybe a little bit of miscommunication with Darnell Nurse there, and Sherwood was gone.
Yeah, I think it's not just miscommunication, but confusion, because that puck's coming around hard, and you have to decide as a D-man, am I going to try to keep it in with my stick and my skates, or am I going to have to just back check? Sherwood saw that. He saw it's going to be bouncing. He just took off, and he had a full-on breakaway and took advantage of it.
Great shot by Sherwood to tie the game 3-3. And again, the Sharks thought they'd have a chance in the third period, but unfortunately, Edmonton would get involved. You know, Max Jones, former first-round draft pick earlier in his life, still trying to find his way in the NHL, in the second period, took a run at Alex Wenberg, who just came back getting over an upper body injury that forced him to miss the last game against Ottawa. And it was in front of the official. There was no penalty called. Wenberg glared at the referee, and play continued. And isn't it somewhat coincidental, you could even say almost ironic, that it would be Max Jones who would get the critical goal in this game? And meanwhile, Orloff with a goal and an assist today. Rushes back into his own end. Can't get it. Here's a Henrique chance for the net. Save. Rebound. Score. That's Max Jones on the rebound, as the Henrique drive was stopped by Nedeljkovic, but the big wide body of Max Jones gets the stick on the puck. And the man who hit Wenberg late in the second period is now celebrating with his teammates. And it puts the Oilers in front 4-3. Game-winning goal, Max Jones, his second of the year from Adam Henrique and Trent Frederick, the fourth line coming through when it really mattered. And it was a sort of a sign of a symptom of something that happened to the Sharks in the third period as Edmonton won some big battles in front of the net. It was 4-3 Edmonton. And then shortly after that, at 8 minutes and 12 seconds, it was 5-3. Goes to McDavid, left corner. Moves away from Orloff's check. Got it back to the point. It winds up on the stick of Bouchard. Far side, shot to the net. Save, rebound, score! That's Zach Hyman on the rebound. Again, in front of Nedeljkovic. Wins that 50-50 battle against the defense. Got his stick down and backhands it home to make it 5-3 Edmonton. 29th goal of the season for Zach Hyman, as Savoy and Ekholm assisting on the play. And unfortunately, those battles in front of the net were a little bit too much for the Sharks in the third.
Yeah, Zach Hyman, he's got 29 goals, and he's around the net at all times, and he's good in front of the net. Puts that puck upstairs. He was even on his knees or falling down at the same time. So if you're on the wrong side of that guy and the puck pops to him, Nedeljkovic was already down. His pad was there, but Hyman just roofed it, and that's what it is.
So it was 5-3 in favor of Edmonton. The Sharks had several opportunities. Connor Ingram made some pretty good saves during the course of his game, but as the Sharks played the third period, it seemed like the Oilers gained an energy and the Sharks lost some of theirs. But Alex Nedeljkovic continued to give the Sharks an opportunity to come back in this game. And when John Klingberg fell down at the offensive blue line, causing a breakaway for Vasily Podkolzin, it would be the Sharks netminder that would come up big. Wenberg gets the head man, moves down the left, but across the line, holds it, cuts behind the goal line, holds onto the puck, put it back to the point, and Klingberg fell down. It's a breakaway for the Oilers. Moving in, backhand chance, what a save! Oh, what a stop by Nedeljkovic off of Podkolzin, who tried to take advantage of Klingberg falling down, but Nedeljkovic keeps the score 5-3. That's the way it would end. It would come down to an empty net scenario for the Sharks as they pulled Nedeljkovic. They had a couple of good chances to score, but the clock became the Sharks' enemy at that point, James Shepard, and the score stayed the same, 5-3 Oilers.
Yeah, they had some good chances. I think when they have those 1-2 shots, not just a single one here and there, when they have a couple right after another, that's when they get successful. And they did that a couple times, but just a couple pucks just bounced a little bit out. Edmonton was good at clearing it, and that's the game right there.
So once again, the final score, the Edmonton Oilers 5, the San Jose Sharks 3. Oilers have a 2-1 lead in the 4-game series in the regular season between these two clubs that will end on April the 8th at SAP Center at San Jose. The Sharks fall back to 32-28-6. They've still got 70 points, and they're very much alive in the race in the Western Conference. But these two regulation losses to Ottawa and Edmonton really hurt, and it puts the pressure on the team to get back on the winning track with interconference games against Buffalo on Thursday and Philadelphia on Saturday. Meanwhile, Edmonton, who beat Nashville 3-1 on Sunday here at Rogers Place, gets another home victory. The Oilers are 34-26-9 for 77 points, so there's a 4-point swing in the standings between divisional rivals. Edmonton wins for the 18th time at home this season, and they seem to be poised to be challenging for a top spot in the Pacific Division. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.